ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
இரண்டாவது சுவிட்ச் பதா. A devotee feels that my practice of Krishna consciousness is more or less on an intellectual platform. Without the heart engaged in the practice of the devotional limbs, or the activities. Or sometimes a devotee may feel resistance from within the heart for the smooth execution of devotional activities. Both these things happen because of a material outlook. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grahyam Indriyai. Grahyam Indriyai means blunt, gross material senses. The material senses are blunt, just like cold iron. They are dead and they are blunt practically. And because of being blunt, the senses do not give us a spiritual experience. The nature of material objects is that one gets tired of them very quickly in the material world. And that's the reason why we leave one object and go to another object in this world, looking for better and better objects. And it's a never-ending game. It's like it is said, it's like a game which never ends, and a game in which you never conquer. You never emerge victorious, and it's a never-ending game. That's material world. And what is the game? Dwell on one object, get tired, go to second object, get tired, go to third object, get tired. And we keep jumping from one object to another. This is a material game, a tiresome game, boring game. But you cannot escape from it very easily. Just as we get tired with material objects, we get tired with spiritual objects also, like the deities of Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, prasada of Krishna. We can even get tired with all these things. Why? The reason is given here. The experience of practice of spiritual life on an intellectual platform without engaging the heart, or spiritual life becoming more or less mechanical and boring. That is because of grahyam indriyai, blunt material senses. Then what is the solution for this? The solution is the senses have to become fiery in devotional life. Just like a cold iron bar, when you put it in a fire, it becomes fiery. And the quality of the fiery nature of the rod keeps increasing as it dwells on the inside the fire for a longer period of time. In the same manner, in Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, Lord Krishna presents a very interesting fact. He says that the mind in this world always is the enemy of the conditioned soul. Uddhared atmanatmanam, atmanam avasadiyat. He says, one should elevate oneself with one's mind and not degrade oneself with one's mind. So the mind, if left unnoticed or unattended, has a degrading nature in this world. So Krishna says the only endeavor the living entity has to do is to not leave the mind carelessly to dwell on the worldly objects, material objects, which are sure to lead him to frustration. Rather, withdraw the mind and keep the mind under control. And even if one just withdraws the mind from the worldly absorption, he says by default the mind focuses on the super soul. Like that he says in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada writes in the purport. If we simply control the mind and withdraw it away from the sense objects, then by default it focuses on super soul, because it is natural for the soul to meditate on super soul. He says. And what are the factors which make this job very troublesome? Withdrawing the mind away from worldly objects and focusing on the super soul. The first and the tenth offense are very important in this connection. The tenth offense talks about absorption in the material items of this world despite hearing the hearing about them so many times, how dangerous they are. Even after hearing, just like Radha Gopinath used to tell the story, Shikari aayega, jaal bichayega, dana dalega, fasna nahi. He used to tell this story. You know, the birds were sitting and saying, Shikari, hunter will come, he will put the net, he will spread the net, he will put some grains, but all of my friends don't get stuck in that. So the birds are telling each other, exactly same things happen. The hunter came, he put the net, he put the grains, and while saying this, all the birds went and sat on the net and they were eating the grains. And very soon the shikari came and he took the net and then bound all the birds inside the net and he was carrying them home so that he can roast them and eat them. And inside the net they were all flapping their wings and saying, Shikari aayega, jaal bichayega, dana dalega, fasna nahi, fas gaye sab. So, it is not only enough to give lectures on giving up sense gratification. A devotee has to make an honest attempt to give up sense gratification, because giving up sense gratification helps in calming the mind. And giving up sense gratification helps us to withdraw the mind away from the dangerous elements of this world and focus on the super soul. The advantage of focusing on super soul is one will develop a fiery quality. Like the rod developing fiery quality, focus on the Lord helps us to develop a spiritual nature. And that spiritual nature will be perceived in each of the senses of the body. The eyes, the ears. Ears will become eager to hear about Krishna. Eyes will become eager to see his deities. Like that, every one of the senses will become surcharged with spiritual nature. And that is one thing Krishna gives a clue what we should do in order to uplift the dull senses to become fiery senses in spiritual life. And another one is the first offense, which is offense to the devotees. And why does one commit offense to the devotees? And how can one avoid offense to the devotees? That secret is given in the verse Trinadapi Shanichena. If one does not expect any respect from others, and one is always ready to offer respects to everyone, and one considers oneself insignificant and not very important or special, and one is determined to tolerate all provoking situations in this world, if one does these four things, then one can very easily chant the holy names of the Lord constantly, he is saying. Because if we don't chant the holy names of the Lord peacefully, then our senses cannot develop fiery quality. It's not possible, the fiery spiritual quality. If we are not able to absorb our attentiveness in chanting, then we cannot develop fiery quality. In one place, Prabhupada says, if one is chanting the holy name but mind is just wandering in all directions, it is as good as useless, he says. Because there is no attention, no absorption at all. The holy name, then what are we going to gain? There is no substance. We haven't done the homework that should be done. These four qualities should be endeavored. Why? Because we have a tendency to constantly anticipate respect from others and never offer respect to other people. Think everyone is useless, everyone is a fool except me. To consider like this. So it's very difficult to respect other people. Yeah. And to consider oneself insignificant is very, very difficult, because we always, amanitva means pridelessness. Adambitva means unpretentiousness. So this pridelessness and unpretentiousness is so important in order to gain the quality of feeling of not important, insignificance. Because when one considers, I am not very important, I am insignificant, then mind also becomes calm. When one is considering oneself to be very important, then mind is in a rat race and trying to gain more importance and even more importance. And in this way, in the rat race for gaining importance and preserving one's self-image in the eyes of other people, mind has to do a lot of homework, and there is no time for hearing the holy name. That is why pridelessness and unpretentiousness. And similarly, when one Isn't it? Bhakti Tirthaswami writes, view yourself to be the first source of all problems and conflicts, he says. Which means if one is in a blaming mood that I am always right and the other person dealing with me is wrong. Such an attitude leads to intolerance. And when we are intolerant, then again, there is no end to glorifying one's rightness and blaming others' wrongness. There is no end in this world. If we want to find fault with people in the world, we can do it for millenniums. Because there are millions of living entities. And we can find with all of them. These four qualities help us avoid the first offense while dealing with devotees. And the last of the tenth offense, paying attention to that, helps us avoid attraction to the material objects. Withdrawing our mind from these two things keeps the mind calm. And not only the mind is calm and dull, but the mind, by default purposes, focuses on the super soul. And focus on the super soul makes us spiritual. And everything becomes spiritualized. Our vision becomes spiritualized. When vision is spiritualized, then meditating on the qualities of Krishna, meditating on the characteristics of Krishna and activities of Krishna becomes relishable, and mind can easily absorb in it. And the more mind absorbs in it, it's like making the iron rod into red hot and white hot and yellow hot. Then, Atasri Krishna Nama Dinabhavi Grahyam Indriyai Sevon Kehi Jihvado Swayameva Suratyata. He says, the knowledge turns into understanding and realization by seva, by service. And this kind of transformation can take place only when one transforms the material blunt senses into spiritualized fiery senses. Otherwise the holy name will be appearing material and tasteless and hackneyed and stereotyped and boring, just like any other material object. It's very easy. Unfortunately, one who considers the holy name to be boring or the spiritual objects to be boring, he will find the material objects very enlivening. That is a very amazing thing. Although the material objects are dead and tasteless and fruitless, good for nothing. So that is because of materially alert and spiritually inert. So we have to reverse the situation, he says. So if every one of us have to observe, is my practice of Krishna consciousness just an intellectual performance? Is there an intellectual adjustment of performance of devotional service? Or is my heart ready to engage? At least it's endeavoring to engage, even if not engaging. If it's not endeavoring to engage, we have to, it's a very serious problem. Because, why it's a serious problem? Because if my heart is not endeavoring to engage in Krishna's absorption, then what is likely to happen? Then turning back to material life. That's likely to happen. It's likely to happen. Because, as I said, we try in one material object, we don't get it. Now we have come to spiritual life, thinking of it to be another material object. Here we are not getting, then we'll go to a third material object. And we keep hopping and jumping in this world from one body to another body, one lifetime to another lifetime. Even within lifetime, chasing after millions of objects. There's no end to this rat race. Tiresome rat race. While one is situated in this first class position of the wonderful Sangha of devotees, darshan of deities, in the very protective atmosphere of such a nice devotional paraphernalia around us, one should take full advantage and very soon kindle our mind and senses to become spiritually fiery. Then the whole name, then the chanting of the whole name will take a very quick effect. Just like the efficacy of the medicine can be very easily seen if it is administered right into the blood. That is why sometimes they give an injection directly instead of giving a tablet. Tablet takes some time to reach the blood. And the person may get more sick before that. So sometimes they give an injection directly, straight into the blood. So if you can avoid the blockages, and the holy name can straight reach to our core and awaken us, then we will become purified very fast and become blissful. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.